It's now time to go to Diana O'Carroll for this week's Question of the Week.
Hello and welcome to an unusually energetic Question of the Week on The Naked Scientists. Join me as I venture into the electron cloud.
Hello, my name's Paul Tevendale from Woking. My question concerns the speed of light. If the speed of light is slower in glass than in air, where does the energy come from to speed it up as it exits the glass into air? And why does this not violate the law of conservation of energy?
The law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. As light is made up of discrete waves called photons, you'd assume some extra energy would be necessary to change their velocity.
I am Professor John Rarity. My speciality is in quantum optics, that's the quantum nature of light. In answer to the question as to why the speed of light is slower in glass and where the energy is stored in vacuum and in air to a greater extent, light is not really interacting with the medium it is in. It's oscillating very fast, like a very high-frequency radio wave, and travelling at its standard speed, the speed of light as we know it. When it enters the glass contains lots and lots of atoms, and around the atoms are electron clouds. Now, the light, when it's in a transparent medium, it can't excite the electrons. It isn't absorbed, but the electrons do like to try and follow the oscillations of the field. As the electrons are trying to follow the oscillations of the field, it means that some of the energy of the light is stored in those electrons, and that whole process, in fact, slows the whole light field down. So the light in the glass is a combination of the electromagnetic wave and the polarization, as it's called, of the electrons, which are traveling together through the glass. And this oscillation of the electrons actually gives a rise to this dielectric constant and refractive index. And of course, the refractive index is the ratio by which the light is slowed as it travels through the solid material. When the light reaches the end of the solid material, it goes back into air or vacuum, and there are no more electrons. So the energy that's been stored in the electrons is transferred back into the light field and it speeds up again.
The problem with light particles, or photons, is that they have no mass as we understand it. It is better to understand them as carriers of weightless energy. So it is not the case that a photon is given energy when it escapes glass, more that it no longer has to share its energy with the electrons inside the glass. It's a bit like when Dr. Chris walks from a full room into an empty one. All of those admirers basking in his glow will slow him down a bit, but as soon as he leaves, he's back on his purposeful march. What else can photons do? Well, on a future Question of the Week, we'll be looking at this.
Hi, my name is Pete Chirakis. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was out in the back one day, and I was wondering if the sun is shining on the moon late at night, and it's a full moon, and the light's being reflected off the moon onto the plants at nighttime. Do they photosynthesize the light? And if they do, can they survive only on that reflected light, or do they need direct sunlight?
And then I'll be finding out what the worst kind of loud noise is.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm in Virginia in USA, and I have a question about loud noises and the damage they might do to hearing. I'd heard that tools like hammers that make short, loud noises are supposed to be more damaging to hearing than something that makes a long, continuous noise, and I just kind of like to get some confirmation on that.
So take a look at our forum or drop an answer to me at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. That's all for this week's Question of the Week. Until next time.
Thanks, Diana. And this question did get quite a few of you thinking, so thanks for all your answers. We had Esme, who suggested that there's no change in energy as the photons enter and leave the glass, just changing the local speed limit, C, the speed of light. And because no mass is involved, conservation's energy is maintained. An anonymous Australian, maybe not wanting to admit to be a physicist, said the light makes the matter in glass emit its own light, which then interferes with the original light, causing a delay. And Giotti said that some of the kinetic energy associated with light gets transformed into thermal energy within the glass, and this loss of kinetic energy reduces the speed of which light was travelling. So, whew, lots of you had an answer for that question, but what about next week? Do you think plants can photosynthesise with moonlight? Do email questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com with your answers.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.